Radiation at rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Stories making headlines this evening. 35-year-old man found dead in Chamba Valley. Brian Munduvile questions police over Miles Sampa's extended detention. And Nigeria police confirm mass church abductions after previous denial.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. A 35-year-old man identified as Steve Chirwa of Kaunda Square Stage 2 in Lusaka has been found dead in a swampy area of Chamba Valley. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha said Chelston Police Station received a report of a sudden death from Bodwin Kanjata of Chamba Valley, indicating that today around 0730 hours, an unidentified man was found dead in the swampy area. Ms. Kaitisha said a physical inspection of the body was conducted and no visible signs of physical injury were observed. She has added that preliminary investigation suggests that the deceased may have been swept away by running water to the location where the body was discovered. Ms. Kaitisha has more details.
Preliminary investigation suggests that the deceased may have been swept away by running water to the location where the body was discovered. The deceased has since been identified as Steve Chilwa, aged 35, by his elder brother, Teddy Chilwa, aged 45, of house number 241-06, Kaunda Square, Stage 2. The body has since been deposited to the University King Hospital mortuary, where a post-mortem examination will be conducted to establish the exact cause of death. Further investigations into the matter are ongoing.
Presidential aspirant Brian Munduvile has accused Inspector General of Police Graphael Musamba of ignoring President Hakainde Hichilema's directive to release suspects on bailable offences promptly following the arrest of Matero Member of Parliament Miles Sampa yesterday. Speaking to journalists shortly after visiting Mr. Sampa at Lusaka Central Police Station, Mr. Munduvile has called on the Inspector General of Police and President Hichilema to reconcile their positions and update the nation on why individuals are being held in custody longer than necessary for bailable offences. He said many citizens continue to have their rights violated, similar to Mr. Sampa's situation. Mr. Munduvile has further accused Mr. Musamba of overriding the head of state's position, which has repeatedly assured Zambians that no one will be detained longer than necessary on bailable offences. Mr. Sampa was arrested yesterday for the offence of transmission of unsolicited or deceptive communication following a complaint by the Electoral Commission of Zambia.
President Hakainde Hichilema has on many occasions assured the nation that they would not hold suspects unnecessarily, especially if the cases they have are bondable, the offences they are charged with are bondable. In this particular case, the case with which Miles Sampa has been charged is bondable. We therefore wonder why they should continue detaining him. Now, President Hakainde Hichilema and the Inspector General of Police should reconcile their position so that they come up with one statement before the general public. We want to know whether IG Musamba is the law unto himself to the extent of disrespecting the position the president has given. Clearly, Musamba is showing that he's much more powerful than President Hakainde Hichilema in this particular case.
Zesco Limited, in collaboration with the Zambia Police Service, has secured the conviction of three young men sentenced to 10 years imprisonment with hard labor for vandalizing and stealing electricity service cables in Nakonde District. On 19th January 2026, the Chinsali High Court sentenced Maison Ngambi, 21, Abel Mumba, 20, and Joseph Silwamba, 22, of Ndindi Village in Nakonde District. The trio had been arrested on 1st January 2025 following a spate of cable thefts that left several households in Nakonde without electricity. The crimes were committed between 20th November and 31st December 2024, during which the group targeted residential areas in a coordinated campaign of theft and sabotage. Initially facing 10 counts of vandalism and theft, the accused appeared before High Court Judge Justice Willie Sinyangwe for plea on 15th January 2026, where they admitted to one count and denied the remaining nine. After reviewing the evidence and facts, the court convicted the trio on the count they admitted and acquitted them on the remaining nine, with each sentenced to 10 years imprisonment with hard labor, effective 1st January 2025. This is according to a statement issued by ZESCO Corporate Affairs Department. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, working through local authorities countrywide, has recorded a significant reduction in cholera cases following the sustained implementation of a coordinated multi-sectoral response. Ministry Permanent Secretary Administration Dr. Gabriel Pollen said the ministry, in collaboration with other line ministries and stakeholders, continues to strengthen interventions aimed at preventing cholera outbreaks, particularly in high-risk communities. He has explained that key measures include improvements in water, sanitation and hygiene infrastructure, routine disinfection of pit latrines, removal of historical waste, intensified surveillance and community-based cholera vaccination campaigns.
Fundamentally, the ministry is embarking on a preventive campaign as opposed to a response campaign, recognizing that prevention is better than cure, not just in terms of preventing disease, but also in terms of optimization of resource use. We recognize that it's more expensive to treat. We recognize that it's more expensive to try and cure. And that is why resources are being dedicated towards preventive interventions. We have scaled up solid waste management through timely collection and disposal of waste and disease. Sites, especially in high-risk settlements. And very recently, through resources made available under cash forward, the ministry has procured additional 10 tractors with self-tipping trailers.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has commended Ross Breeders Zambia Limited in Jongwe District for complying with labor laws, while urging the company to address gaps in employees' knowledge of labor laws and workplace policies. Speaking during an on-site visit, Labor Commissioner Givens Mutengwa said employees reported limited awareness of the staff handbook, union representation, overtime, retirement procedures, and Mother's Day, prompting directives for proper sensitization and improved union engagement. Mr. Mutengwa said the directives are aimed at preventing potential violations and ensuring workers fully understand their rights and obligations.
The employees have denied knowledge of the handbook, so our instruction is that you must ensure that employees have a copy of the handbook, and you must ensure that you sensitize the employees on that one. Give it to them and ensure that they understand. Now, that's the requirement of Section 95. That's why it must start from there. The other thing is your interaction with the national executive has not impacted on the employees. The employees are expressing ignorance about the identity of the national executive. Both unions, Mr. Mudenda and Mr. Sakala, Adon Sakala, have never ever been given an opportunity to meet the employees.
Meanwhile, Ross Breeders Zambia Limited Head of Human Resources and Compliance, Charles Nyarenda, disputed the workers' claims, stating that overtime is paid and reflected on payslips, Mother's Day has never been abolished, and that the company complies with labor laws.
So, Supreme Chicken in Chilanga, we have a canteen. It's only these two farms that we wanted to have a canteen, because we do share notes also with competition as well. We know that you ask what others are doing and find out what they're doing. So we look at it, others are doing that. Okay, maybe we can apply it here. The guy said that we're not interested. And because of that, we have to follow what they wanted. Yeah. So it's strange that it came out like that. Mother's Day. We have Mother's Day. We've never stopped anyone from getting Mother's Day. it's always been there,